Broadcasting from the Highway 40 studios in Tioga, North Dakota, you're listening to Talk of the Town with Jim Prather. Join the show live anytime, 701-664-KTGO. That's 664-5846. Or email the show, ktgo@flagfamily.com. And now, here's your host for Talk of the Town, Jim Prather.
Yes, here we are. Happy Tuesday morning to you on this fourth day of May. 21 degrees now in Tioga. Reporting 25 in Ray and Stanley. Also Wild Rose and Minot this morning. Berthold is also coming at a 25. We've got 22 degrees now in Battleview and Bowbells. Reporting 23 in Crosby. We've got 27 in Bismarck. Looks like 28 now coming out of Epping and 23 out of Ross. Minot's reporting 25. Watford City coming in at 28. Granora, 28. And reporting 28 in Grand Forks. And this morning, 28 in Fargo. And a very happy Tuesday morning to you, Spence. How's it going, sir? Great to have you on the other side of the microphone, sir.
I wish it was a little bit warmer this morning to walk to the car, but not too bad. It's a great Tuesday. It's, beautiful out so far.
Yeah, I think we're in that time of the year where we can start looking forward to more sunshine, more, warmer weather patterns, and maybe a little less snow shower activity. Do have a possibility of showers, mainly after 4 o'clock today, under a partly sunny sky. Should get up to about 54. Mostly sunny, 56 tomorrow. By Thursday, 63 for the high, under sunshine. And then mostly sunny on Friday with a high of about 58. That'll be kind of our breezy day. We'll have winds gusting out of the east up to about 31 miles per hour. But all in all, looks pretty good there. And this morning, we'll also have some fun. Check in with Jenny Norgaard. She is the owner of the Red Moose Coffee House in Tioga. Great member of the Tioga Chamber area. And was involved with the after prom event that took place recently. And she's going to thank some of the area businesses and community members that participated in this year's event. That'll be coming up around 7:35 this morning. And tomorrow morning around 7:35, we'll check in with Carlin Stansfield, self-defense expert from Tioga, sharing details on a self-defense class that she's offering at the Tioga Community Center. That's coming up Saturday, May 15th. It's a last-ditch combatives, spy escape, and evasion class. Great techniques, tactics taught by the CIA to their operatives that actually will work for anyone, against anyone, regardless of physical ability. So that'll be a pretty good course. And she's got a special discounted course as well. More details coming up tomorrow morning at 7:35 on that. And, yes, North Dakota Highway Department reporting normal traffic, good road conditions around the Tioga area at this time. Let's take a moment, get into our national anthem, our Star Spangled Banner this morning here on KTGO, The Flag. Fantastic. And Spence, of course, today is Tuesday, May 4th, 124th day of the year, 241 days remain in 2021. Checking out some news stories this morning. This segment is being brought to us by High Octane Bullseye Cafe, located on Highway 52 in Kenmare. It hits the spot. They've got the drive-up, the walk-up service. a great variety of coffees, lattes, frappuccinos, cappuccinos, along with other miscellaneous drinks and sodas. They've got baked goods. They've got soft and hard ice cream when you want a snack. And, of course, you can stop in for a great meal, too. When you're hungry, go for the breakfast. Maybe you go for the hoagies or a hamburger deluxe. Specialty sandwiches, wraps, appetizers, whatever you decide on will definitely hit the spot, including their brick oven pizzas. Located at Highway 52 North, it's Octane, High Octane Bullseye Cafe. Remember, they're open Tuesday through Sunday, 11 to 8, and they do have a food trailer. They cater events with High Octane Bullseye Cafe. Well, yesterday, the Biden administration reiterated that the North Dakota folks concerned about the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline should know that they're going to continue to operate the pipeline while the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers conducts an extensive environmental review, although the Corps said again that it could change its mind. Standing Rock Sioux and other tribes have filed for an injunction asking U.S. District Judge James Boasberg to shut down the pipeline while the Corps conducts a second review, expected to be completed by March of 2022. The tribes and environmental groups, encouraged by some of Biden's moves on climate change and fossil fuels, were hoping he would step in and shut the pipeline down north of the reservation that straddles the Dakota's border. Instead, the Corps has an updated order for the judge, repeating its stance from last month's hearing that the shutdown issue remains with Boasberg. Document said it's possible that in the EIS process, that the referring to the environmental impact statement, the Corps is not aware of information that would cause it to evaluate the injunction factors differently than in its previous filing. Attorneys for the pipeline's Texas-based owner, which is Texas-based company Energy Transfer, they've argued that shuttering the pipeline would be devastating financially to several entities, including North Dakota and the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation tribe. Standing Rock said preventing those economic losses should not come at the expense of other tribes, especially when Boasberg's decision to strip the project of a key federal permit has been supported by the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Boasberg ordered further environmental study after determining the Corps had not adequately considered how an oil spill under the Missouri River might affect Standing Rock's fishing and hunting rights, among other things. A federal panel later upheld the judge's ruling, but did not go as far as shutting down the pipeline. The economy of nine Midwest and Plain states roaring back to life in the wake of a devastating global pandemic. That's according to a new monthly survey of business leaders and managers from Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and South Dakota. Creighton University Mid-America Business Conditions for April, released yesterday, came in at 73.9 from March's 68.9. Any score above 50 on that survey index suggests that growth, while a score below 50 suggests recession. And the economists who oversees this survey said the region has regained more than half of the 106,000 manufacturing jobs that were lost to the pandemic in April of 2020. Even so, the regional employment index dropped to 57.2 in April from 60 in March. More than one of five, or 22% of supply managers, named finding and hiring qualified workers as the greatest 2021 challenge to their firms. They also warned of supply chain disruptions and signs of growing inflation, with the survey's wholesale inflation gauge in April surging to a second high of 96.2, up from March's 94. More than 9 out of 10 supply managers reported supply bottlenecks. 40% indicated that the delays were significant. Despite concerns over supply disruptions and inflation, the survey's confidence index, which looks ahead 6 months, rose to 64.8 from March's 58. So looking like it's a roaring economy, roaring back to life in the wake of the pandemic. It is 6:16. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more news stories that we're following this morning on this Tuesday morning edition of Talk of the Town, broadcasting live from the Highway 40 studio in Tioga. Great to have you listening in.
Broadcasting from the oil capital of North Dakota, this is AM 1090, KTGO, Tioga.
Face the dawn. Just call me Angel of the Morning. Angel, just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me Angel of the Morning. Angel, then slowly turn away from me.
That is Angel of the Morning. Mary Lee Rush entered the U.S. Top 40 chart with that song on this date back in 1968. And a very happy Tuesday morning to you. 6:23, got Jim and Spence. We're following some news stories this morning. This segment being brought to us by Thrivent. One way to potentially maximize tax benefits of an IRA is to contribute as much as possible, up to the maximum allowed each year. No age restrictions. You and your spouse just need earned income. You have until May 17th to contribute to your IRAs, applying those contributions towards your 2020 taxes. And you could also make your 2021 contributions at the same time to further maximize your retirement savings. At Thrivent, they're here to help bring clarity to your retirement strategy. Contact your local Thrivent financial professional today. You can contact Kyle in Stanley to determine what's right for you. Stanley office number is 701-628-2394. And for the Williston office, it's 701-572-7288. Thrivent Financial Professionals. Contact them today. 21 degrees now in Tioga, 25 in Ray. Williston coming in at 28. Epping, 28. Ross, 25. White Earth, 23. McGregor, 21. The era of distance learning in Williams County District 8 comes to an end this week. School board voted unanimously to stop distance learning on May 5th and return for physical instruction on Thursday, May 6th. The decision came following the termination of the emergency orders from Governor Doug Burgum, making distance learning up to the local boards. Board made the right decision. Distance learning has made it difficult for students and teachers to educate. Majority of the distance learners not doing as well as what everyone thinks they're doing. Once they come into the classroom, they're really seeing a difference in students who are in-house versus those students who have been on distance learning most of the year. All parents have been notified that their students will need to be in class on May 6th. District summer school classes will also be in person. Biden predicted that by the end of the summer, we'll be in a very different position than we are now. But it was just a short time ago that his original target date was July 4th. At the same time, the vaccinated Biden is still wearing his mask outdoors, despite his CDC saying that he doesn't need to do that. He'll deliver an update on the federal government's COVID-19 response today, as many Americans continue to wade through the Biden administration's often overwhelming mixed messaging. Folks asking, how does the White House define normal and when will we get there? Will indoor masking ever end, let alone an outdoor mask for Biden? Compounding the confusion, of course, Biden admits that there are varying interpretations of herd immunity. So is it 70%? Is it 68%? 81%? That's what he's posed. In a future that some scientists predict could be one of COVID containment rather than eradication, is Biden going to have to teach the country to live with the virus? Some prefer their COVID cave over the cubicle and provide some tips for the return to the office. As the pace of the vaccine rollout quickens across the country, companies nationwide, among them Citigroup and Ford and some others, have announced plans to bring back workers into the office. And for some, This highly anticipated news and the prospect of returning to the office is provoking anxiety, dread, and even panic. Yeah, they had to get back to a regular life. Shucks, get back to normality. Year after, workers were told to pack up and go home. Many, as expected, have become very accustomed to the work life that they've created in their COVID caves, and don't have a boss hovering around them. They've got their mandatory happy hours. Others, there's an extreme fear of the disease, anxiety about reclimating into society, going back out, having to deal with people. According to a survey conducted by the American Psychological Association, 49% of adults feel uneasy about returning to in-person interactions once the pandemic is actually officially over. More startlingly, perhaps, is that the vaccination status didn't really affect that. 48% of those who have already been vaccinated say they, too, feel uncomfortable with in-person interactions. So, I guess, people don't want to get back to normal life, perhaps, because maybe they discovered that they kind of like their new lifestyle. Who knows? Biden is set to meet with members of the GOP to see if they can collectively pave a way to an agreement on his infrastructure spending. This says he and Harris are selling their plan to blue-collar workers who see very little of the money from the proposed spending. GOP is looking to hopefully negotiate some of the items through talks and hopefully won't have a major impact on some of the blue-collar workers that Biden and Harris are kind of collectively trying to get some agreements on infrastructure-wise. House Republicans move into 2022 with several built-in advantages. They say the party of the president typically loses seats in his first midterm, but redistricting based on the census numbers could give Republicans the chance to pick up 3 to 5 seats on that factor alone. Only time will tell, right? Almost 6:30. We'll take a quick timeout, get into our Fox Business Report. We'll be back with more of Talk of the Town on this Tuesday morning, May 4th.
I'm Connell McShane. This is the Fox Business Report.
Same-day delivery is coming to Walgreens drugstores. Walgreens Boots Alliance is partnering with DoorDash, Uber Technologies, and others. It's promising delivery in under 2 hours. Walgreens says purchases made online or on its app will be packaged by store workers and picked up by one of the services. The delivery fee is $7.99. Under Armour is paying $9 million to settle charges that it wasn't entirely truthful about its sales numbers. The Securities and Exchange Commission accused the company of tweaking order numbers back in 2015. Airline stocks are mostly higher after the executive branch of the European Union recommended easing travel restrictions to allow tourists from more countries to enter the region. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosoba. Invested in you.
Only T-Mobile for Business uses unconventional thinking to help businesses realize new possibilities, like our WFX solutions enabled by our nationwide 5G network that help teams stay connected and productive where work happens. We also provide an award-winning customer experience and first-class benefits with every plan. Get unmatched network support and value without any trade-offs at T-Mobile.com/unconventional. Capable device required. Coverage not available in some areas. Some uses may require a certain plan or feature. See T-Mobile.com.
Mitch Anthony here with today's Daily Dose. The ability to accept and move with change is the thing that keeps you current, relevant, alive, and meaningful in our world. But all people have difficulty accepting a different view even when presented with undeniable evidence. The story is told about Leonardo da Vinci, who for years had doubted the universally accepted theory that heavier objects fall faster than lighter ones. Da Vinci assembled a group of leading scientists at the Leaning Tower of Pisa. He then ascended to the top of the tower and pushed two rocks off the edge at exactly the same moment. One of the rocks was significantly heavier than the other, and yet they hit the ground at the very same time. The scientists all witnessed the historic event. The long-held theory was shattered. Did they accept it? No. They accused Da Vinci of trickery, of some sleight of hand. They refused to believe what their eyes had just seen. Change is not easy to accept, but it is necessary if we want to live illuminated lives. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. The Daily Dose is proud to be sponsored by the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go for treatment. As my family has learned, being ill can take a toll not only physically but financially as well. With lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs, there is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers like the Mayo Clinic. You can help by contacting the R Extra Mile. Write gifts at rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org, rextramile.org.
Welcome back. Join the show anytime, 701-664-5846, or email us, ktgo@flagfamily.com. You're locked into AM 1090 and 92.7 FM. This is the Talk of the Town with Jim Prather.
Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together.
Very big hit for the Turtles, Happy Together. The song was certified gold on this date back in 1967. Happy Tuesday morning to you, 6:35, and we'll take a look at some things that took place today in history. It was on this date back in 1946, a two-day riot at Alcatraz Prison in San Francisco Bay killed five. On this day in 1970, Ohio National Guardsmen opened fire on a crowd of anti-war protesters at Kent State University. Unfortunately, the incident killed four students and wounded nine. On this date back in 1976, the Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Fraser announced that Waltzing Matilda would serve as the country's national anthem at the upcoming Olympic Games. It was on this date back in 1987, U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Rotary clubs must admit women. Also in 1987, Conrail engineer Ricky Gates was charged with 16 deaths after his freight train hit an Amtrak passenger train. On this date in 1989, a jury convicted Oliver North of obstructing Congress, altering documents, and illegally accepting gratuity. 1992, Democratic presidential candidate Bill Clinton tours riot-ravaged L.A. streets, blaming the destruction on what he called 12 years of Republican neglect. On this date back in 1998, Unabomber Theodore Kaczynski was given four life sentences plus 30 years by a federal judge in Sacramento, California, under a plea agreement that spared him the death penalty. On this day in 2000, the love bug virus infected computer networks across the globe. It was on this date back in 2002, a Nigerian airliner crashed in the northern city of Kano just after takeoff. It killed a total of 154 people on the plane and the ground. And on this date back in 2003, two American astronauts and one Russian cosmonaut ended up nearly 300 miles off course after returning from the International Space Station. Well, today is May the 4th. Be with you. Of course, that won't be the last time you hear that today. Tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. And, of course, lots of birthdays going on today. If you're celebrating, we'd like to celebrate right along with you. Maybe a friend, coworker, family member, neighbor, whomever is celebrating today. We'd love to hear about that as well. Get them in the birthday celebration, 650 and also 750. Make a call or you can email us. You can phone us at 701-664-5846, and you can also email us at ktgo@flagfamily.com. And by the way, you never have to miss an episode of Talk of the Town ever again when you subscribe to our podcast. You can go to am1090theflag.com and subscribe. You can search Talk of the Town on your favorite podcast app, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at The Flag, KTGO. Number of different ways to listen into this program. You can do it on AM at 1090, FM at 92.7. You can also download our free KTGO mobile app, which is available in your app store. And you can go to our website, which is am1090theflag.com. Simply click on Listen Live, and you'll hear some live streaming. And you can also go to our show archives and pick out specific shows on different days and be able to listen back that way as well. Looking forward to 7:35 this morning. We'll be talking with Jenny Norgaard. She's the owner of the Red Moose Coffee House in Tioga, and one of the great folks stepping up in the business community to help make a success out of the Tioga After Prom event. And it was a big success thanks to a number of area businesses and community members stepping forward and making some good contributions. And this morning, Jenny will be thanking those area businesses, and a lot of them to thank. That's about 7:35. Tomorrow morning at 7:35, we'll check in with Carlin Stansfield. She's a self-defense expert, and she's going to be doing a self-defense class in Tioga at the Tioga Community Center. That's coming up on Saturday, May 15th. The class is called Last Ditch Combatives Spy Escape and Evasion Class. And you will really, really learn a lot. She's got some great techniques and tactics taught by the CIA to their operatives that will work for anyone, against anyone, regardless of size and physical ability. So this is something that anyone and everyone could use, and we'll get more details from Carlin coming up tomorrow. Incidentally, the course is available for $65 if you act before May 10th. Those courses that she teach, value is probably $200+, but get a special offer now. She might even be offering some other advanced training for free to let you decide if it's something for you. Highly recommend finding out more details about this. You can give Carlin a call at 435-630-0977. She'd love to hear from you. Well, it is the 4th of May, 124 days already into the new year. Just 241 days left in 2021. Hard to believe that we're getting closer every day to 2022. But I guess life marches on. And in the news here, Spence, you maybe have heard about this. Bill Gates, rather, co-founder and former CEO of Microsoft, and his wife Melinda are calling it quits. They're splitting up after 27 years. They said they're going to keep working together on their, philanthropic efforts, but they just, I guess they can't work it out between the two of them. So I guess
I heard that not too long ago, Jeff Bezos and his wife split. So I don't know, big corporations that. In the marriage, I'm sure it takes a little toll on it, but it's good to see both of them work it out and continue to work together.
Yep. Well, everybody's getting used to the idea of, do I do the vaccine or not? What do I do here? But before there was the celebrity vaccine endorsements that everybody seems to want to get into these days, Elvis Presley actually got vaccinated against polio. He did that backstage at the Ed Sullivan Show. Kind of secretly. He didn't make a big deal out of it, but that's kind of how they did things back in the day. Well, the racing world lost a legend yesterday. Race car legend Bobby Unser passed away. He was 87 years old. He won 3 Indy 500s, so some big records set by the legendary Bobby Unser in the day. Looks like Verizon has sold Yahoo and AOL. Didn't even know they owned them. Not sure what they got for them. But Verizon sold them. So now somebody else has them. According to a new study, this is unbelievable, 64% of Americans are optimistic. You know, attitude goes a long ways, and I'm glad to hear that over half of Americans are optimistic. It really does make a difference. And probably going to see a movie about this year's Kentucky Derby winner, Medina Spirit. He was a yearling whose owner needed to sell and did for $1,000. And now in his racing career, he's never finished worse than second. So what a winning horse that is, Medina Spirit. The Mattress Mac, Jim, I think it's Mackingvale, did bet $2.4 million on Essential Quality to win the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. And as you know, he didn't, I guess is what they're saying here. I'm not sure what that's all about, but anyway. There's also a story out there. British author is claiming that the current monarchy won't last past the reign of Prince William. I think it's getting harder and harder and harder to keep the Brits in line on the royalty there. Things just don't seem to be going, you know, to keep the empire going. Mattel is rolling out the biggest ad campaign for Barbie in 5 years. Not sure what that's about, but they're getting ready to do a big campaign, so look out. U.S. Travel Association says that 72% are planning to take some kind of summer vacation this year, maybe just a mini-cation. That compares only with about 37% last year. But, yeah, if you can get out, do something different, something considered extraordinary, it might just be worth, you know, its weight in gold. Getting out and doing a little travel goes a long ways. Let's see here. 94% of social media users have unfollowed someone because of this reason. And what is that? Well, social media influencers constantly pitching products. Apparently, most people just don't want somebody to continually pitching products at them. So it's a good way to unfollow someone because of that. One in three people may have noticed that their pet has gained weight since the pandemic began. You know, might be around a little bit more frequently, and they get accustomed to maybe wanting a snack or a little treat more frequently, and, you know, just becomes a big pattern, so not too surprising there. According to GQ magazine, men admit that they diet more than women. Interesting. And people who make parachutes claim they work properly about 99.9% of the time. Be pretty hard to have it 100%, I guess, but still kind of scary thought there. They're saying being forgetful is not only normal, but it makes you smarter. Main function of the memory is to improve decision-making, and forgetting irrelevant details, rather, helps you to be more intelligent and make informed decisions. Let's hope it gets to that point, right? According to a recent study, eating late at night will heighten your risk of sunburn for some odd reason. What else is cooking here? They say about 2,300 people go to the emergency room every year because of pizza. I would assume probably the element of heat, kind of a burn situation there, I would think. Well, women have it over men on this one. 76% of women say they make their bed every day, compared to just 46% of men. So, like to tidy up a little bit more there. Let's see what else here. The first mobile device to be called an iPhone was made by Cisco, not Apple. It allowed the user to use the voice functions of Skype without a computer. And Apple announced its own product just 22 days later. Cisco sued for trademark infringement. That lawsuit was ultimately settled out of court. Both companies were allowed to keep using the name. However, you've never probably heard of the Cisco iPhone. So branding, of course, the main reason for that. One company had a little bit more market awareness, and the rest is history, right? It is getting close to 6:49. Let's take a time out, get into our Dakota Farm and Ranch Report. We'll be back with our birthday segment coming up right away here. Talk of the Town, KTGO, The Flag.
30 by 30 land grab update with Daryl Leese next on the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report. The Dakota Farm and Ranch Report is your news source for all things farming and ranching. I travel throughout the Dakota Territory to bring you the most updated stories pertaining to our area. As a full-time cattle producer, I share in the passion that all egg producers have to raise quality products that feed the world. And I would like to invite you to be a sponsor of the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report and share in this passion. Call 701-255-1234. That's 701-255-1234 for more information to be part of our team. With the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Scott Bachmeyer.
Once again, I'm talking with Daryl Leese from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, also the auctioneer here at the Galvey Ranch Sale. As you can hear in the background, she's finishing up. A big kind of concern, a lot of people don't know about the 30 by 30 land grab, Daryl, and I don't know if you could summarize it for some of the listeners very quickly to kind of so they can understand what this actually is. And it's a serious thing.
Well, so the 30 by 30 is, to put it simply, is they want to preserve 30% of the land and water by 2030, which is 9 years away. Well, it's 8.5 years away now.
Okay, that's you're saying preserve it, and I mean, that, to me that means taking it away from landowners.
Well, absolutely, you know, and but they're going to use a word that everyone, you know, gives you a good fuzzy feeling, conservation. That's what they're going to use, but it's actually preservation. And because they want to set it aside. They want to...
For what?
They want it non... Well, they... So it's pretty and pristine to look at. So there's grass out there to capture the carbon, but if that grass doesn't ever get utilized and regrow, you capture less carbon. I mean, it's so counterintuitive to what we know on the land out here managing these resources, but you get these guys walking the concrete fields of Washington, D.C., thinking they know how to take care of the land out here. They think they know how to raise little Tweety birds that people like to look at through binoculars that come from all over the country. They think they know how to raise ducks that fly in the air and land in our ponds. They think they know how to manage elk herds and deer herds and bighorn sheep herds and all that from a cubicle in D.C., when the reality is they don't understand anything, because if they understood anything, they would never talk about preservation.
Right.
They would talk about useful conservation.
If you'd like more information about the 30 by 30 land grab, go to AmericanStewards.us. Again, that's AmericanStewards.us. With the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Scott Bachmeyer.
Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful.
That is Randy Travis with Forever and Ever. Randy's celebrating his 62nd birthday today. How about that? Randy Travis, always and forever. Other folks celebrating in the Tioga area today on this fourth day of May include Noah Bowman and Matt Wallen. Happy, happy birthday to you, gentlemen. Hopefully you have a fantastic birthday today and many, many more. It's always a great day to celebrate. And some other folks celebrating include the singer Jackie Jackson from the Jackson 5 and the Jacksons, turning the big 70 today. And the gal that played Aaron in that TV show, The Waltons, back in the day, Mary Elizabeth McDonough, is 60 years old today. Erin Andrews, Dancing with the Stars hostess and sportscaster, TV host, 43 years of age. Irish golfer Rory McIlroy won the 2011 U.S. Open, is 32 years old today. So if it's your birthday, make sure you give us a call, or you can email us and let us know, and we'll get you in on the next round of birthday celebrations coming up at around 7:50 this next hour. Meanwhile, checking our Williston Auto Sports Desk. Williston Auto, of course, they'll buy your car, your vehicle today for top dollar. We're talking cash money here, whether you buy one of theirs or not. All you have to do is give Kirby, the purchasing manager, a call. He'll get you cash money today for that vehicle before your next payment comes due. Don't even have to make another payment on that ride you don't want to have anymore. Remember, they'll buy your vehicle today for top dollar. As a matter of fact, anything of value. Could be a boat, motorcycle, RV, whatever it is, give them a call. See what they'll offer you. You'll get a great deal from Williston Auto. They always pay more for your trade, and you can get more information online at WillistonAuto.com. Price sells cars at WillistonAuto.com. Minnesota Twins were able to withstand a fierce comeback by the Texas Rangers as they squeaked out a 6-5 victory. And we'll get more on that information coming up right out of Hannity's Morning Moment here on KTGO The Flag. Coming up at 6:56, we'll be right back with a quick update on...
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
By the way, Biden's hitting the road this week to drum up support for his massive spending bills, which will then total $6 trillion, and we're just getting started with the down payment. You know, at some point, math comes into play here. And you can't afford it. And you don't get to call child care infrastructure. Words have meanings. You don't get to say that pre-K, daycare, guaranteed job, housing, whatever it is infrastructure. Because that's what they're now saying. They need to just be honest with we, the American people. Why don't you just be honest and lay it out for the American people? Make your case to them and let the Congress decide.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly, and I'm here to tell you about a dramatic new book in my Killing series. It's called Killing the Mob. Now, the mob traces the brutal history of the fight against organized crime in America. From John Dillinger to Bonnie and Clyde, Al Capone to Bobby Kennedy. The real history of these iconic figures is more riveting than any fiction. So please read Killing the Mob. You can get it now, wherever books are sold.
Attention homeowners. Are you looking for cash at a lower interest rate? Tired of paying high interest rates on credit cards? With the Figure Home Equity Line, you can use your equity to help you start saving. Rates as low as just 2.88% APR. Get approval in minutes and funding in as few as 5 days. Apply at figure.com and see if a home equity line is right for you. Figure out your finances at figure.com. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Call 1-888-819-6388 for details about credit costs and terms.
All right, I'm still at the Williston Auto Sports Desk. Minnesota Twins able to withstand a fierce comeback by the Texas Rangers as they squeaked out a 6-5 victory. Minnesota's bullpen struggled, giving up 5 runs in the final 2 innings. Twins and the Rangers meeting up for the second game of their series tonight. First pitch set for about 6:40. J.A. Happ will be on the mound for Minnesota. Former Twin Kyle Gibson will get a start for Texas. Minnesota Twins center fielder Byron Buxton has been named the American League Player of the Month for April. He finished the month with 8 multi-hit games, including a 5-for-5 effort last week against the Cleveland Indians. He finished April with a .426 batting average in 18 games that included 29 hits while racking up 8 home runs and 14 RBIs. Well done. Minnesota Vikings have declined a fifth-year option on CB Mike Hughes. The 2018 first-round pick has had an injury-plagued career so far in his 3 years with Minnesota. He's hoping to have a healthy 2021 season, but his role in the secondary won't be guaranteed. Minnesota signing cornerbacks Patrick Peterson and Mackenzie Alexander to help fill the void in the Vikings' secondary. So there you have it, our Williston Auto Sports Desk update. Do have a possibility of showers mainly after 4 today, otherwise partly sunny, high of 54. Chance of rain showers before 3 o'clock tonight. Slight possibility of rain and snow showers after that, otherwise mostly cloudy. Overnight low about 31, but we'll have mostly sunny sky tomorrow, high of 56. Sunshine Thursday, high of 63. Mostly sunny, high of 58 on Friday. Maybe a little bit on the gusty side. East winds gusting up to about 31 on Friday. This is AM 1090 and FM 92.7, KTGO Tioga, broadcasting live from...